Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Had a little, the old red rooster's running, a little bantam rooster running around here. He just crowed. You might hear a little chicken noise in the background because I am coming to you from the porch of my cabin out here in the trees behind the house this morning. We cover the gamut on topics here on our little High Plains Outdoor show. And I have in the past covered curing chunks of ham from wild hogs. And I think a lot of, there's that rooster again. I don't know if you can hear him, but he wants to be in our show today. So next thing we know, he'll be up here on the porch with us. But I've cured a lot of chunks of ham, like 2 or 3 pound pieces of wild hog ham, backstrap or upper ham meat. I've got a whole ham in the smoker right now, smoking. This ham is cured for 7 days in a brine solution. I pumped the cure into it with a Morton's sugar cure, a Morton's curing pump, which really looks like a huge syringe. But the ham, the meat is cured after 7 days. I've left it in a refrigerator in a brine solution. All this stuff is really, really simple to do, folks. You can go to look up Butcher Packer Supply, and you can order enough maple sugar cure to cure many, many hams for $6 or so. It's real cheap. Knowledge is the only thing you need to start curing hams at home. But use the pump, pump that meat, pump that solution into it, the cure, into it next to the bone, making sure that you get all that cure incorporated into that whole ham. Now, this is something that I've only done a few times, curing the whole ham, but I think I'll do it more of that than chunks of ham like I used to do. And you can do the same thing easily, I promise you. But after it's spent a week in the refrigerator, I put it in a little tub and make enough of the cure water solution. I add some honey to it also, to the water and the cure, to actually give it more of a sweet flavor. I just like a honey cured ham, if you will. And I actually put a little extra sugar in there too. It won't hurt a thing. But that ham has been in there 7 days, pumped with the solution and also in the brine. So take it out, rinse it off good, get all the exterior cure off of it. You know, it's easy to do. It's running under some cold water. And then I hang it, actually right now it's hanging in my Smoking Tech's electric smoker. I've got about, 2 or 3 little sticks of wild plum wood, dry plum wood in there. And the thermostat is set at 140. Now, I'll leave it at 140 for a couple of hours. Let that smoke begin to permeate that ham. You do need a smoker that you can control the temperature on. A big wood smoker would work where you're burning wood, but you have to watch that temperature. You don't want to. You want it to smoke. Slow smoke is what you want it to do. So I'll leave it at 140 with the smoke going for a couple of hours. I'll crank it up to 150 for 4 or 5 hours. 160. I'll slowly increase the heat throughout the day. It'll probably take, 14, 16 hours. But I want to bring that internal temperature of that ham up to 160 or above. That's the key, and it's safe to eat, and it is a fully cooked product. It's fully cooked ham. So you can remember, you can always go to our website here, High Plains Public Radio, and click on Features, and then Outdoors with Luke Clayton, and you can see the pictures. I want to post pictures of the ham going into the smoker and then the finished product for you. There'll be 3 or 4 pictures that accompany this week's High Plains Outdoors. I think you'll really enjoy it. So, bottom line is, if you've contemplated making ham from wild hogs, or you can use domestic pork either. It's a simple process. All you need is a little knowledge. And I think this little show right here will get you started on the road to making ham at home.
Folks, High Plains Outdoors is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sitemark, Pyramid Air, Striper Express on Lake Texoma, Texas Ray's Hunting Products, and Trapper Tackle.